you can always sell more by using selling test number 5 to identify what your competitors are really saying. After years as a professional sales consultant and trainer, I've learned there are 5 specific tests that can help you identify the selling skills and selling potential of any business-to-business salesperson, either currently employed or being interviewed to join your team. These 5 tests in this 5-part article series will also help you design a training and coaching process that can strengthen each of these critical skills of professional selling within even the most experienced sales team. Each of these tests are best administered in a relaxed, informal, one-on-one environment. The more stressful and artificial you make these tests, the less their responses will reflect how your salespeople are really selling. Our first test asks salespeople to write down the steps of a sales call and measure their consistency and effectiveness at the most basic or fundamental level of selling, their personal persuasiveness and knowledge of the steps of a sales call. Our second test asks sales professionals to write down their idea-to-close steps of their selling process and measure their ability to proactively think and plan multiple moves ahead while going after a new selling opportunity. Our third test asks reps to write down their January 1st to December 31st plans to manage their most important accounts and measure their ability to develop and implement a full-year plan to maintain and grow their best and largest customers. Our fourth test asks people to write down how they'd respond to a customer or prospect asking them, "Why, based on all the competitive alternatives available to me, do I want to buy from you and your company?" and measured your team's ability to communicate a stronger message of uniqueness and value to a customer or prospect. Our fifth and final test now builds on top of your fourth test, your selling message of uniqueness and value, and asks your salespeople how well they know how your competitors are answering the same question when your prospect or customer asks them, "Why, based on all the alternatives available to me, do I want to buy from you and your company?" You can evaluate your sales team and their answers to this question. After you've discussed your fourth test question about how each sales team member is responding to a customer or prospect, asking them why based on all the competitive alternatives available to me, do I want to buy from you and your company? You next want to ask them, and how are your toughest competitors responding when they're asked the same why buy question? You'll most likely notice your team has no idea what their competitors are saying, except that they're only selling on lower price. From earlier newsletter writings, we've already identified you're not in a price-driven market, but instead are in a value-focused market where customers will pay a higher price if you can prove you're still a lower total cost. So what are your competitors saying to sell against you? And what can you and your team do to better discover and understand how they're answering this why-buy question and how they're winning business against your company? This is a great opportunity to lead a discussion of how your salespeople can better discover what your competitors are saying selling against you and what your team can say to defend and outposition your proposals against these competitive messages. Discuss with your team ways they can discover what your competitors are saying. Websites, product brochures, and trade show signage are all great sources as long as your team stays focused on what their competitors are saying and not just what their products or services are said to do. Additional sources include just asking your customers or prospects. Your team will collect the best information if they ask buyers positive questions such as, "What do you like most about them?" or "What do you feel are their strongest uniquenesses and value?" Asking both recent competitive wins as well as losses is also a great source of this information. Be sure to monitor the ethics of these answers. A lot of aggressive salespeople assume the only way to discover your competitor's selling message is to do something unethical or unprofessional, such as pretending to be a customer to hear their selling messaging. The best challenges as their coach to this type of unethical and unprofessional effort is to ask them how they'd feel if the same thing they're discussing and planning were done to them. And how would they feel if the entire industry discovered they were doing this to your competitors? Also be aware, all members of a competitor's sales team will most likely not be delivering a consistent message of value and uniqueness. After all, look how different all of your team's responses were to this why-buy question. What makes you think your competitors have their messaging of uniqueness any better organized and focused than you do? You might even need to track your competitor's selling messages by individual salesperson, since most sales teams have no consistent message defined or coached. What your competitors are saying can also evolve over time, so this type of competitive monitoring needs to become an ongoing exercise and effort within your sales team. As the manager and leader of your sales team, we know you're good. Now the question is, are you good enough and strategically focused enough to lead your team's development and strengthening of their selling skills by applying all 5 of these sales tests to your sales team's strategic selling efforts? Thanks for listening.